So what is in? Or just sight. It's not in as opposed to outside. It's just sight. It's just vision, clear vision for perception of the true nature of things. The perception of what in traditional Buddhist terminology is called things as they really are. In other words, to use more abstract, more philosophical phraseology, a direct perception of reality itself. This is what meditation at its height is. This is what insight or sight is. This direct perception of reality itself. And this perception is twofold. It's insight into the condition, that is to say the world, whatever is mundane, transitory and so on, and it's insight into the unconditioned, that which transcends the world, the absolute, the ultimate. And the first, that is to say, insight into the condition consists in three things. It has three aspects. One sees, first of all, that conditioned things, worldly things, in their ultimate nature, cannot give final and lasting satisfaction. Therefore, that one has to look elsewhere. And then one sees that all conditioned things are impermanent. So you can't possess any of them forever. They all go. And thirdly and lastly, one sees that conditioned things are all only relatively real. They're not absolutely real. They don't possess permanent, lasting validity and reality. So this is insight, or just sight, vision into the true nature, the real nature of the condition, the mundane, the world. And then insight into the unconditioned. This consists, in one formulation, in what are known as the five knowledges, the five wisdoms. Not knowledge in the ordinary sense, not even wisdom in the ordinary sense, but something far beyond all that. First of all, what we can only describe as the knowledge of the totality of things, not so much in their particularity, but in their ultimate depth and essence. And unifying principle, knowledge of them in their ultimate spiritual essence. And then, knowledge of things, all things, conditioned and unconditioned, without the slightest trace of subjective distortion. This wisdom is sometimes called the mirror-like wisdom. It's like a great glass mirror which reflects everything in it, but everything is reflected just as it is. No subjectivity, no prejudice, no dimming, no clouding, no obscuration. Everything is seen just as it is. And then, thirdly, we may say, knowledge of things in their absolute plainness and identity. Seeing everywhere one mind, one reality, one shunyata. And then fourthly, knowledge of things in their difference. The absolute unity does not wipe out the absolute difference. No one-sidedness. You see things as absolutely one, you also see them as absolutely many. You see them in their uniqueness, their difference, their multiplicity. You see both ways at once. And then finally, knowledge of what is to be done for the spiritual welfare of other living beings. And these five knowledges, these five wisdoms are symbolized in Buddhist art, in Buddhist iconography, by what we call the mandala of the five Buddhas. One sees, as it were, first of all, a vast blue background, just like a vast expanse of sky, very, very deep and very, very brilliant. And in the midst, one sees appearing a pure white Buddha, a pure white Buddha figure holding in his two hands a brilliant golden field. And then, to the east, one sees a deep and dark blue Buddha holding in his hand two thunderbolts crossed. And in the south, one sees a golden yellow Buddha holding in his hand a brilliantly shining jewel. In the west, one sees a deep red Buddha holding in his hand a red lotus. And in the north, one sees a green Buddha holding holding a sword. And when the five knowledges dawn, enlightenment has been attained. One becomes oneself, the embodiment of all five Buddhas. And insight has by now been fully developed. Meditation has been practiced to the very limit, and one has understood for oneself what meditation really is.